T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The fierce debate over safety in New York City's subway system is getting louder and sharper following another attack on a transit worker. WCBS reporter Steve Burns is at Jamaica Hospital, where he heard from MTA officials today. And Steve is joining us now. So, first of all, what happened in this latest attack?
Well, Linda, what we know at this point is an off-duty subway conductor named Gerard Sykes was slashed in the face while he was on board a J train at the Cypress Hill station, what was apparently an unprovoked attack. MTA Chairman Pat Foy told us Sykes had just gotten out of surgery. He's still in critical condition and came close to being blinded in this attack. That capped off an extremely difficult day for the system. A man was stabbed in the stomach on a D train in Upper Manhattan late Wednesday. Someone broke into a conductor's cab on a J train in Lower Manhattan earlier in the day, barricaded himself inside that train. Another incident, a man on a D train in Brooklyn hit the emergency brakes, smashed out a couple of windows, and ran into the tunnel. So it has no doubt been a challenging time in the subway system as of late.
And with these new incidents, the MTA is calling again for more police and more mental health workers in the subways. So what exactly do they want to see?
Yeah, this debate has been going on for several weeks now, but it seems like the MTA is really upping the ante a bit given the past day or so they've had. The MTA has been at odds with the city over how many police officers are patrolling the system. It's left the MTA and Governor Cuomo in kind of a strange position of detailing how unsafe riders think their own system is as they try to make the case for the city to send in more officers. Pat Foy used some pretty inflammatory language in accusing Mayor de Blasio of defunding the NYPD in the transit system. Interim City Transit President Sarah Feinberg said this officer surge they want to see doesn't have to be permanent, maybe just the next 3 to 6 months, just to show people the system is safe as they start coming back post-COVID.
And you asked Mayor de Blasio about this situation this morning. What did he have to say?
Yeah, I did. And the mayor again accused the MTA and Governor Cuomo of fear-mongering, saying it's frustrating to see that it's going to hinder New York's recovery by scaring people away from the transit system. He said he did not have any immediate plans to send more officers in. After Governor Cuomo said this week he is scared of the subway, that he wouldn't let his kids ride it, the mayor kind of went for the jugular by saying he's not scared of the subway because he is a real New Yorker, that he has no problem riding it, his kids don't have a problem riding it. So again, New York is kind of left in this purgatory. We're stuck in yet another tug of war between the city and the state over how to handle this situation.
And that battle continues. That's our WCBS reporter, Steve Burns, with the latest from Mayor de Blasio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.